Daf Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. Let us just start. La'avolozo, the Machai v'atel de b'mokim of. Before the Gemara said the difference between atel de and an of is, if one is Machai v'atel de b'mokim of, one is chayv tu chatoi, so one chatoi, one chatos. La'avolozo, the Machai v'atel de b'mokim of. Avolozo holds that one is chayiv tu chatois atil de b'mokimo, amai kori lo ov, v'amai kori lo tilda. So what is the reason of the kriya shem of an ov and a tilda? So the Gemara answers, hach da'avoy b'mishkin chshive kori lo ov. Hach da'loi havi b'mishkin chshive loi kori lo yov. The pashtas aloshin would seem That was choshev in the Mishkan, that's called an ov. That wasn't choshev in the Mishkan is not called an ov. Inami, hach d'chsive kori ov. V'hai d'loik sive kori tilde. Let us see Taisvis. Rabbi Lezer, the mechayev atilde b'mokim ov, amai kori le ov. There's no nafkemine. A tilde is equivalent to an ov, is amai kori le ov. Have emotzi l'meima. The nafke mino le'inyan hasro ke de pirashti bepere klal god. There, Taisus had a tzad. Taisus did not remain with this tzad, but Taisus had a tzad that in hasro, when one is masre on a tilde, one has to be masre on the shayrish of the moloche. You have to mention the shayrish of the moloche b'shas hasro. So since the tilde is not the shayrish, so when one is being oiv on the tilde, the master has to tell him that this is also because this is a tilde of the yot. So till according to Rabbi Lozo, mechayev a tilde b'mokim ov, but when it comes to hasro, one has to mention the yot. So that is the chshivis of an ov over a tilde. The ikal ameimel dahainu de kamashani. Could be that kufis pshat in the Gemara's teretz. Not only a reason of kriya shem. Nahach ta'ava b'mishkan chshive fakert that is the shayrish of the meloche. And the hasra is to be from the meloche hachshuve, the shayrish hameloche. Is the Garsi, others are geiris in the Gemara, hach tahavis b'mishkin cheshive kori le'ov. V'hach t'loihavis b'mishkin cheshive kori le'otilde. Others are geiris that meloche which was choshev in the Mishkin, that's called an ov. The meloche that was not choshev in the Mishkin, kori le'otilde, olefize. So according to this, yesh melocha istahavu b'mishkin, kigay menachesh, umashke zroim, the loch shive, v'lehavi ovis. That means that is not the criteria of being an ov, only that it existed in melechas ha-mishkav. It also had to have achshivis. V'cheni garsinen, if the girs is, hach dahavis b'mishkin v'achashive, kori layov, so it's also the same rayim, that you need two tenoim in order to be considered an ov. It had to be in the Mishkan, it had to be chosh. Aval igar sinan, if the gil says, hach tahave b'mishkan chshive, v'kori layov, so then the hach d'layhave b'mishkan loy chshive, v'kori latodem, l'fiza hatodes layhoyu b'mishkan. That whatever was in the Mishkin was an ov, and the tildes were not in the Mishkin. Inami hach t'ksive kori la'ov, hach lishna la'itztach elo mishum haitzov, because even though Taisus had mentioned achnose was zicher in the Mishkin, but since achnose, so basim there's no difference between achnose and haitzov, but since achnose is a melochi gruim, so that which decide, that what made us decide that Heitzor is an ov and Achnos is a tilde is because there's a beferish posik by Heitzor and there's no posik by Achnos. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'hod esnan hazeirik dalet ames b'koisel if a person was standing in the Rishus HaRab and he threw a peri, a dveila shmeina, he threw on a kaisel, hazerik taladamis bekaisel, lemaila miyutvachim, and it landed lemaila miyutvachim on the kaisel, so it landed on a mokim ptu, kizerik ba'avir. So that's like a zerik ba'avir, it's not considered zerik b'rshus harav. Lemata miyutvachim, if he threw it, and it landed lemato miyutzvachem on the kaisel kizayrik baoretz. So this is equivalent keilu it's zorek al haoretz. He was zayrik dalad amis b'shus harav, vazayrik baoretz dalad amis chayiv. Frek de gemore zorek dalad amis b'shus harav minol on the mechayiv. How do we know this din that zayrik is chayiv? Amar Rabbi Yashiye, shekein erge yiriyois zirkin machteyem zeloze. But the Shas, they were busy weaving the yiriyas, so they used to throw the needles one to the other. So memele, and they threw it daladamis. The work was done in Machna Leviye. Machna Leviya was a Rishus HaRabim, a bustling Rishus HaRabim. And they used to throw the Machtin one to the other, and it was a Zrika of Daladamis. Frekte Gemore, Urgin, Machtin, Lomalohu? We're mixing up the professions. A weaver is not Isaac with needles. A Teufer is Isaac with needles, not a weaver. So the Gemara says, no, we have to correct this memory of Rabbi Yashi. Elo shekein teifrei yiriyois zirkin machteyen zeloze. Those who were teifer, the yiriyos, they used to throw the needles one to the other. Let us see Rashi. V'hod esnan bepirkin bekoisel, ki demukilo bedveilo shmeino benidveke, so the dveilo got stuck to the koisel, ki zirik ba'avir upoto. Leinoch b'rishus harab. It did not rest in rishus harab. Dein rishus harabim lemaylo meyasore. Because lemaylo meyasore doesn't have a shem rishus harab. B'rishus hayochid nami leinoch. Why isn't considered it was noch b'rishus hayochid? It's lemaylo meyasore. She'einoi mokeim misuyim. It is not a mokeim misuyim for tashmish. That means you cannot use a vertical area for shimush, sheirechavoy dalit, that has a reichev of dalit. That means that's what it could not be used, the kaisel, even though it's lamaila miyud, it does not have a shame of a rishus ayochid, because it's not a rishus. It's not misuyim letashmish, sheirechavoy dalit, sheirechavoy noch beroysha kaisel. If the dveila would have rested on the top of the kaisel, that is a mokim aroy lishtamesh, so that is a rishus, and that is taka rishus ayochid. Hello befono, it fell on the side of the kaisel, so the side does not have, is not a mokim misuyim lishimush, so it does not have a din of any rishus whatsoever. And it finds itself in an avir of a mokim ptu, so mamela it's kizayrek ba'avir. Kizayrek ba'oret, the Aver Rishus Harabimu. Now the Dveila finds itself in the Aver of Rishus Harabim. V'chayim. V'kivin, the Aver Rishus Harabimu, since it is in the Aver of Rishus Harabim, v'noch b'choldohu, and that it is noch, is b'choldohu m'chayim. U'rishus l'navshei lo'yhave. And again, this is not a rishus bifnei atzmoi. Loi kamalis, v'loi mokim ptur. The kaisel, that even though we can have two rishuyais in a rishus harabim, if it is more than gimel, and dalet al dalet tvachim, so it is a kamalis. If it is less than dalet al dalet, it is a mokim ptur. But this kaisel, the pnei ha-kaisel, I have a loi kamalis, v'loi mokim ptur. Again, because there was noch on the face of the wall. V'loi noch b'roishoi she'emokim misuyim, that's a mokim misuyim l'shimush. So therefore, therefore, he has a din of a reshus harab, doesn't have a din of a reshus, it's not chaylik reshus b'fnei atzmoy, and it is chay. So the Gemara says, so where do we see b'chlal that there was a meloche of zoyrik, taladamis? Teifrei yeriyos, maisei roike. They were roikmim, they embroidered the yeriyos. So memele, there you had teifrim by the yeriyos. Teifrei yeriyos. The Rishash's Ma'irer, he doesn't know where they were. There was a Maisa Roikem on the Yerias. The Yerias were Maisa Choshev, not Maisa Roikem. There was no embroidery on the Yerias. And he said he would say Pshat, Teifre Yerias, not Maisa Roikem. The Yerias were sewn together. That means the Yerias over the Mishkan were sewn together. So that could be the Teifre Yerias. That's what the Rishash is Ma'irer and Rashi. El Shekein Teifre Yerias Zer Kemachteim Zer Loze. Frag de Gemara Vedulme Gabi Hadodi Havi Yosvi. Frag de Gemara. Good. So they threw the needles one to the other. Maybe they were sitting one next to the other. So how do you know they threw it, there was a zrik of Dalad Amis. To be a hammer, wanted to be Ma'irer, if you would say, according to the Rishash, that the Tvira was, that they were sewing the Yerias together, so he says it's Mistaver, that one person took care to sew two Yerias together. The other person sewed maybe the other side together, with another Yerias. So they were Dalad Amis away one from the other. It's not Mistaver, that they were all sewing one side, and one started in the middle, and one started towards the end. Mistaved was, if we're speaking about the Tfiras HaYerias, that one person took care to be Mechaba to Yerias. And another one on the other side was Mechaba, this Yerias with another Yerias. So then there would be a Richuk of Dalad Amis. And the Gemara Frektoch Nitazoi, the Gemara is maybe one was sitting next to the other, so that was Machiach Rashi to say, that was taken Maisa Roikim, an embroidery. You could have two people sitting next to one another and embroidering the same Yeriyah. Now we have the Rishash's Kasha, where do we find that they were Roikim the Yeriyahs? Al Kaponim, let us get back to the Gemara. El Shekein Teifri Yeriyahs Zerkin Machteim Zeloza. Fake the Gemara Vedulme Gabi Hadodi Havi Yosvi. Maybe they were sitting one next to the other. So they threw a machat one to the other. It wasn't a zrik of Dalad Amis, so where do you have a shir of Dalad Amis? So the Gemara says, Motu ahadodi b'machtin. If that is true, that they were sitting one next to the other, so they would, when they're pulling the threads, so one would push into the other by pulling it out, and someone sitting next to them, let us see Rashi. Motu ahadodi b'machtin, shem moischin es achut. If when they're pulling out the thread, makin ze ze b'machat, so they can't be sitting one next to the other. So kochos there was a hevdol b'nei. In fact, the Gemara fine. So they weren't sitting mamish next to one to the other. But dulma b'seich arba have yosvi. But how do you know? How do you get to the magic number of dalad amis? Maybe they were sitting two amis away, three amis away. So that created enough of a space that one should not bang into the other. And leidach gise, but you can't prove from this that you cannot prove from this that there was a zrik of dalad amis. Ela omar Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda says a new mahalach. That where do we see in the Asiyas HaMishkan that there was a zrik of dalad amis? Shekein oireg Yeriyos Zerkin Buchia B'Yeriyah. The Oireg Yeriyos used to throw in a Buchia, a shuttle, B'Yeriyah, in the Yeriyah. So Memele, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Buchia Kli Shekone Shel Orev Nosen Boy. This is a kli that the kone, that the orev was wound around, is nosen boy. This was in the buchia, in the shuttle. Shazirkin ben shnei doifnei hayiriyah. Al koponim. So that is the Gemara's. So the Gemara wants to say that they threw the buchia. They let us see again the Rashi. Kli shekone shel orev nosem boy. The buchia is the kli that the kone, that the chutei ha'orev is wound around it. Shezirkin ben shnei doifnei hayiriyah. It is thrown between the two doifnei hayiriyah, and the yiriyahs were dalid amis. So meiridik. And this was a rishus harabim, and they were throwing it from one side to the other. So that was zrike of dalid amis b'rishus harab. When they threw the buchia, they still held on to the chut ha'orev, and they threw the buchia. In this zrike, they were still holding on to the thing that they threw. Let us see Rashi. V'le'ogdoi biyodoi, chut shel orev hu oiches. He's still holding the chut ha'orev. V'hakone nichach b'chut, the kone is attached to the chut, v'einoi nishmat mimenu, and it doesn't fall off. So when you throw the b'chia, that is not a chiv of zrike, because I'm still holding the chut shel orev, which is attached to the b'chia. So theoretically, you can pull it back. So that is not called zrike. Zrike, if the thing I'm throwing, it's still biyodai to pull back, that is not called zrike. Ogde biyodai, it's still mugid biyodai. That is the Gemara's kash. And for the Gemara, b'nischa basra. We are speaking about, but this buchiyar, that the chut shel orev was wound around the kone, so there was a time it came to the end. So the last time he threw the buchiyar, so the buchia unwound itself completely from the chut ha'orev, and the buchia fell down. So then he threw the buchia. There was no more oikdei biyodei. Benischa basra, Rashi says, b'chut ha'achroin. The last chut that was wound around shel kone, shehakone nishmat meyachut, the kone, which is in the middle of the buchia, is nishmat meyachut, v'abuchia neifel. So here we have a case that they threw something, Bishas Asiyas HaMishkan, they threw the Bechia, they threw it Dalad Amis, and the Mela, that's there was Zrike Dalad Amis B'Shusara. Frek the Gemara, wo b'mokayim p'tul ka'ozlo. Frek the Gemara, that this Bechia went in a mokayim p'tul. So what does Rashi say? Let us see Rashi. Nischa zrika achayne shel chut loshen ha-meisa. V'abimokim p'tul ozlo. Bein doifnei hayiriye. It is going between the doifnei hayiriye. That means the doifnei hayiriye we have, there are two sets of the chutei shesi. One which is mechuvet keneged the cholol of the other one. And he threw the buchia between both of them, bein doifnei hayiriye, ve'ein zeh rishus harabim, ela mokayim p'tu, te'ein rochav dalet. Is dach sechmir Rashi means to say, when he's throwing the buchia between the two sets of the chutei hashesi, so each chut does not have a Roichev of Dalet Tvachim. So each chut has a din, it's Lamailo Migimel Mestoma, and it's less than Dalet Tvachim. So each chut has a din of a Mokim Ptur. So when he's throwing it over here, so here he's going over a Mokim Ptur, here he's going over a Mokim Ptur, here he's going over a Mokim Ptur, and here he's going over a Mokim Ptur. So there is not, and it seems the Gemara means to ask, by Zoyrik Dalet Amis Bershus Arabim, you need an akira from a Rishus Arabim that has to go through a Rishus Arabim and noch Dalet Amis away in the Rishus Arabim. And here when it's going over the Chutei Ashesi, so Memelet is going through a Mokim Ptu. Vein ze Rishus Arabim el a Mokim Ptu. The Ein Roch of Dalet. I think Rashi means that each Chut is not Reuchev Dalet Vachem. There is a Rishash over here that asks Akasha and Rashi, which I don't understand. The Rishash asks, but the Yerias was Dalet Ames wide. But he did not throw the Bechiah over the Yerias, he threw it over the Chutim. Over the Chutim, you don't have a Mokim that is Dalet Ames. He threw it over the Chutim. So Memela, each Chut was less than Dalet for him. And Memela, so this is like an Avir Mokim Ptur. He's throwing it over an Avir Mokim Ptur. That is Pshat the Gemara's Kashe. Then the Rishash asks a different Kashe, which that Lecheir is like a very Shvere Kashe. He asks a Kashe, we have a Klal, Ein Kamalis Bekelem. That means that if you have a Keli, in Rishus HaRabim, the Keli is not Chaylik Rishus Bifnei Atzmev. This is a Rishus HaRabim. So if you have a Dover Mechuber in the Rishus HaRabim, let's say this is Mechuber, and this is three Tvachim tall, and this is Dalet Tvachim. So this is a Kamalis. This is not Rishus HaRabim. This is a Kamalis. If it's less than three Tvachim, it's a Mokim Ptur. But that's if you have a Dover Mechuber in the Rishus HaRabim. If you have a Keli, and you stuck a Keli in the Rishus HaRabim, that is three Tvachim tall, so that is not Chaylik Rishus Bifnei Atzmev. It's not considered a different Rishus. This is the Rishus HaRabim. You have a Keli put there, the Keli does not change the status of this Mokim. Since it is not a Dover Mechuber, so it becomes bottled to the Rishus. So on top of this Keli is also Rishus HaRabim. So that he asks a Moira de Kekashe. So these chutim, they want mechuba to the Rishus HaRabim, ain't kamalis bekelim, it should become bottled to the Rishus HaRabim. So that's a Moira de Kekashe. So why is it called a Mokim Ptur? This kashe I understand. The first kashe I don't understand. Well, the Mokim Ptur ka Oslo. It went through a Mokim Ptur. But it seems that's L'cheir Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe. The Ben Echnana also seems to say that that's Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe. The Ben Echnana says, Vakshinu Tuv, this is the Ben Echnana that's Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, the fourth line from when the lines start getting wide. Vakshinen Tuv, Po'oisoi Mokayim. Shabuchiyah Nizrak boy, this place that the Bechiyah is thrown into, Vuhu Nefesh HaMaseches, and this is the direction where the Bechiyah goes, that's called Nefesh HaMaseches, Mokim Ptuhu, Ve'enoi Rishus HaRabim. Vanan Binen Dalet Amis Birshus HaRabim. So it seems that Benachman, that is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha, it has to go through Dalet Amis and Rishus HaRabim. It is not sufficient that there was an Akir in the Rishus HaRabim, an Anoch in the Rishus HaRabim. There has to be Mavir Dalet Amis Rishus HaRabim. So Memele, so the throwing of the Buchia in the Ariga process, that is not a Zayrit Dalet Amis Rishus HaRabim. And for the Gemara, you're right. Ela shekein oirge yiriyeis zirkin buchia l'shoyaleim. If they had an extra buchia, and they wanted to lend it to someone else, so they threw it to someone else. There already, there was, there, so they threw it in the Rishus HaRab. Frek de gemore vidilme gabi hadodi avi yosvi. Good, the same kasha like before. But maybe one was sitting next to the other. So I feel like they threw the buchia. But who says this was a distance of Dalet Ames? So the Gemara says, if they would be sitting one next to the other, Moti Hadodi Bachafas. Let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi, L'shoy Aleihem, Oirge Yeriya Acheres. There was someone who was weaving a different Yeriya. V'yesh Loi Lozesh Naim, and this Oirik had an extra Bechia, so he lent it to him. Maybe they're sitting next to the other. So much as they can't be sitting next to the other. Motu adodi bachfas. Chfas means fas, by the end. Igabayu haviyosvi. If they were sitting one next to the other, magiyin yodei shel zeh bishel zeh bisfas ayiriyah. when the Bechia came by the corner of the Yeria, Kshemoisrin Chuta Orev. Begin Yodo Shalzebe Shalzebe Svasri Kshemoisrin Chuta Orev. They used to go and pull the Chuta Orev after it was thrown to ensure it shouldn't be too loose. So they used to pull their hands. So if the other one was sitting next to them, they would bump in one to the other. He's pulling, the other one's pulling by a different Yeria. So the Gemara asks, "V'dilme shalchufi havi mishalchefi." Maybe they were sitting close one to another, but not exactly one behind the other. But one is over here, and one is something like a segel that they were sitting. So Mamela, there was a distance in between. Shalchufi have a mishalchufi, la'olam gabi adodi have a yosvi, elo shein mechuvonim, elo zen nimshach lifnim, vize la'ocher. So al koponim, it was possible that they should be close, and they could still do their work, and they wouldn't bump one into the other. Vizu mishi'ili ma'adodi, did they then lend kalim one to the other? Each one came prepared with their own tools. Rashi says, we'll take all these mahalchim. Mavir dalad amis b'shus harabim minolam de mechayim. How do you know mavir is chayim? That's zoyrik. How do you know mavir? Hello, kol dalad amis b'shus harabim gemore gemirilo. There's a halacha l'moshe misinai that sign mavir in sign zoyrik is a tilde of haitzah. This is what the Rishonim say, and let us see, we once mentioned this Baal HaMoir, but now that we're learning Hazirik, would be kedai to look into the Baal HaMoir one more time. And the Baal HaMoir says, Amoire de Kelomdis in Meleches Eitzah. The first Baal HaMoir in Hazirik, that is Daf Lamed Vav Amed Beis, the Daf Ehorif. So the Baal HaMoir says as follows. Elakol dalet amis b'rshus harabim gemore gemirilo. What is gemore gemirilo? Not that it is osa. If it would be osa, it would be an of, if we have a gemore gemirilo. Gemore gemirilo vekulu toildais d'rshus hayochid l'rshus harab nino. That tzai zoyrik dalet amis b'rshus harabim. And Sai Mavir Dal Damas Mishus Harabim is a tolde of Hoitzo Mershus Ayochid Lushus Harabim. Is Kan Shoyel Aben Main Shmita Leitzel HaSinai? What connection does Mavir Dal Damas Mishus Harabim have a shaykhis with Hoitzo Mershus Ayochid Lushus Harabim? Lefi Shedalet Amay Shel Odom Bechol Mokim Koinis Loi Uchir Shusay Damyet. The Dalet Amis that a person finds himself. Afilu in a Rishus Arabim. So the Baal HaMoir tells Su Atakonis Chachomim. Speaking about an Isra de Araisa, but it's only a dugme. We see that the Dalet Amis that a person finds himself, this is called his Rishus. Uchshemoitzi Chutzolohem. So when he takes out of his Dalet Amis, Bezoirek Oy Bemavir, so it is considered like he was Moitzi Mirshus HaYochid L'Rshus HaRab. That is the Lomdis of Mavir. That means the way the Baal HaMoir says it, Mavir is not a new Meloche. It is a Tilda of Haitzah. Dalet Amis Shel Odom is considered equivalent to his Rishus. So this is a din of a Rishus HaYochid. It's a different type of Rishus HaYochid that we're acquainted with. We're acquainted with Rishus HaYochid that's Mukif Mechitzas. That's one type of Rishus HaYochid. In Mavir, there's another type of a Rishus HaYochid. The Dalet Amis is that's called Rishus HaYishal Odom. So taking out of his Rishus and putting it into the Rishus HaRabim, so that is considered, that is a tilde of Aitzah, of Moitzi Mershus HaYochid Mershus HaRab. Let us see Taisvis. V'dilme shalchufi hava mishalchufi ochiname v'motzo mifrich dilme toicha ba'amis hava yosvi. Even though they were away, they were far away, but it could be it was toich baladamis. The Gemara said maybe they sat in such a way that even though they were close, they would not bump one into the other. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Mekoshesh mavir alba ames bershus harabi mavir. The Mekoshesh was a mavir alba ames bershus harabi. That means there were eitzim telushim, and he carried it to aladamas. B'masnise tone, and abaraisu we learned, toilu shabbat. The chilul shabbat of the Mekoshesh was, he was toilish these eitzim. Tavache b'Rabbi Yaakov Omar ma'amer habe. He was ma'amer. These eitzim were tlushim, and he gathered them b'mokayim gidulam, and that's meleches ma'amer. Frek de gemore lemay nafkemine. The Mekoshes was a machalos Shabbos. What's the nafkemine if he was a toilish or a mavir or the ma'amer? What's the nafkemine? So the gemore says it's a moiridike nafkemine. Look at the rat. The Omar rat. Rav relates Motzosi Megillas Storim Bei Rav Chiya. He found a Megillas Storim. Megillas Storim, as Rashi explains, Zman Chazal Teire Shebal Peh was Loinitin Likosev. So if things were written to remember, it was not Nisparsim. So it's called Megillas. It was Megillas Storim. It was a Megillah that was hidden. It was not made to be publicized. Bei Rav Chiya, and it said, and this Megillah as follows, V'kosuv Bei, Isi ben Yehuda Oimer, Ovois Melochis, Arboim Chosarachas. There are 39 Ovois Melochis. Ve'ine Chayev Ela Achas. And you only Chayev one Chatos. That's what the Gemara learned. So the Gemara says, Achas V'suloi, you only Chayev one Chatos on all Lametes Melochis. Vosnan, we learned, Ovis Melochis Aboim Chosarachas. Vavin and Bo, we had asked them, Minyon Elomoli. Why did the, if you counted, you also see 39. So why did the Tan have to say there are 39 Melochis? Vomar Rabbi Yochanan, Shima So, Kulom Behelem Echot, Chayiv Al Kol Achas Vachas. That is a din, that you're Chayiv on Chiluk Melochis, even though it's one Chilul Shabbos. But if it was Shigigas Melochis, so Mamela Yechayev al kol malach al malach. So how could Isa ben Yunus say any chayev ala achas? Yeah, and for the Gemara, Eima einoi chayev al achas mehem. He's not chayev on one of them misa. That means that Isa ben Yehuda held. That is true. That on all 39 melochis, one is chayiv koritz, but there's one of the 39 melochis that one is not chayiv, the only 38 melochis that one is chayiv misa, misa's bez. One of the 39 melochis, one is not chayiv misa's bez. Is memele, so we have to know what melochis do we know for sure you chayiv misa's bez. Is Rav Yehuda pshitalei the mavir chay? So according to Rav Yehuda, that we know that the reason the Mekoshes was killed because he was a mavir. So according to Rav Yehuda, al kaponim, we know that a mavir one is chayiv misa. Maiserav, they killed the Mekoshes. Umasnisa pshitalei the toilish chayiv. The Baraisa that says the Mekoshes was a toilish, so al kaponim no toilish chayiv. Rav Acheba Yaakov pshitalei. The mamachay, mar sover homi esloy mesavke, or mar sover homi esloy mesavke. So it is very wichtig to know exactly what meloche the mekoshes did, in order al kaponim to be poishit. The sovek avisi ben Yehuda that al kaponim that these meloches, the zicha is a chiyav misa. It's not these meloches. It was one meloche. The shal is what was the meloche. Was the melacha mavir or toilish or ma'amer? The Svas Emes wants to say, according to Isi ben Yehuda, Lemaise, you cannot kill anyone who's Mechallel Shabbos. Because what he's doing a Malach, he's a Kaisev, so how do you know Kaisev is Chayev? How do you know Kaisev is the Malach? Maybe Kaisev is the Malach that you're not Chayev Misa. I gave Malach is Ya'ach Chayev Misa. So, ein helchen bi bekuach nefashi sacha haroi. You can't kill someone with a roi. Mistame, kaisev is from the roi. Ein helchen bi bekuach nefashi sacha haroi. And number one, and number two, it's asra sofik. You can't tell him, listen, if you're gonna go and be a kaisev, you're chayiv misa. So he wants to say, so be emerson, the previous lashon of Isi ben Yehuda, lefi emes, is gone to zay gefelach. The lashon of the Megillas Torah was Isi ben Yudaima Oves Malachis Alboim Chosarachas Beinechayev Ella Achas. So the Gemara in the Havamina learned he's chayv only one chatos. So it was says you chayv one chatos, you chayv 39 chatos. But he says Lefiyemis we can learn shad Beinechayev Ella Achas. There's only on one Malachi Yechayev Misa. Whatever the Mekoshish was killed, ve'enei chayiv misa ela achas, only on one meloche, because all other 38 is asafik. Maybe this is the one that you're not chayiv misa. So the loshen, so the previous loshen is nishtu gefelach lefi emes. Zot Rashi. Mavir daladamis, have the kaish, numakaishish was a mavir daladamis, loy tolshon, veloy imron, elaviron daladamis, lakach nerak, ma'amer, tlushim, they were cut already from before, umafazorim hoi, they were spread out, the imron, and he gathered it, kadamoron, ayman the chonif milcha, person who gathers salt, and a salt mine, chai mishum ma'amer. Megillas Storim Sheistirum. They did not publicize these Megillas Lafisha and Kaisman Alochis. Borim Shebal Payato Shoyla Kaisman. Veinechai Valachas Al Kochach Linyan Shoygi Kama. Ulachatas. Veinechai Valachas means you don't kill him two times. Because Al Kochach Linyan Shoygi Kama. Ulachatas. The Bemezit Reik Toli Lai Mikhtali. Lachipoch Vanantna. Lafiyemis was Emerson to say Veinechai Ella Alachas. That's what it means. By the Bnei Slavcha, they said, Ovinu Meis Bamidbo. So he make a Gzeireshove, Ma Loholon Slavcha, just like Ovinu Meis Bamidbo is Slavcha, is Bnei Yisrael Bamidbo is also Slavcha, Dafkan Slavcha, Divrei Rabbi Kiv. Oma Aloi Rabbi Yehuda Ben Pseire Akive, Benkach U Benkach Ata Osid Lite Nesadim. That he had is a gewaldike tain on you, that you were mefarsim, that Slavchot was the Mekoshish. Im kidvorecho, if you attack it right, and he was take Slavchot, ha-teira ki sosoi, va-ata megalo isoi. The Teira says, va-imtzu ish. Why didn't the Teira say that who it was? So it seems the Teira was chos al kvoidoi, so the Teira wrote, va-imtzu ish. You knew about it, very good. That should be part of Sisrei Torah. V'va'ata megalo isoy. You megalit. V'im lav, and if it's not true, ata moitzi laz alo isoy tzadik. So you moitzi laz. So the Svas Emes wants to say, because it says by tzlof chokim bechetoy meis. So bechetoy is aloshen shoygig. Bechetoy meis, ein tzadik bolz a shiase toy v'lo yechta. Bechetoy meis is not so bad. And you think it's a mechalo Shabbos b'meizit, so you might see laz aloy se tzadik. So Rabbi Yudim emseire er a taine to Rabbi Kiva. Frag de gemore ve'elo ha'gomar zeire shove. Frag de gemore, Was willst du von Rabbi Kiva? He has a gzeire shav. Let us see what the Rashi says. Well, agom a gzeire shav v'im kain. Loiki sasaya teire. Why do you have a taine that the teire was mechasa? The havelei ke mefurish. It's like mefurish. Yeah. So what's your taine, Rabbi Yudah ben Seire? And for the Gemara, gzeire shav loy goma. Rabbi Yudah ben Seire does not hold of this gzeire shav. So Rashi, Meshani Rabbi Yudah ben Seire loy gomra, when Adam don gzeire shav meyatzmai. Rabbi Yudah ben Seire did not hold of this gzeire shav. So the Svasem says to a very gishmake hore, he says, no, listen, if you're goyma the gzeire shav or not, that's a matter of opinion. Rabbi Kiva was goyma, you won goyma. But how can you accuse Rabbi Kiva by saying, Hatoire, the Gemara's kasha was, well, a goma gzeire shav. So Rashi says, what's the kasha? Vim kei loiki sasa ya Toire. The Toire spelled it out black and white. Bamidbo. So Memela, the Toire said who it was. The Toire was Maramis who it was. So the Toire was Megala. So Memela, so was also a tain and Rabbi Kiva, Hatoire ki sasa vata Megala. So what is the Gemara answer? Rabbi Yudah ben Seire doesn't hold of the Gzeire Shabbat. Fine! But what's just the Tainus of Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva did have the Gzeire Shabbat. So you can't have a Taina on him that a Teire Kisos Sevata Megaleu. So therefore the Sasem is Lili Divrei Rashi. He wants to say that the Gemara's Kasha is different. The Gemara's Kasha is that, he says that Bechlauno, that's Bechlal not a kasha, in Kain loy kisosai. Not the kasha the way Rashi says, well, lo goma gzeire shove. The Torah put it bederech remes, let it remain bederech remes. That is not called gilei. The Torah put a gzeire shove there. But Rabbi Kiva should not be mefarsamit. So the opinion of Rabbi Yudah ben Seire is, a correct opinion. He says, Afilu, you're right, he had no right to be mefarsamit, since the Torah was not mefaret his name, the Torah just put it b'derech remes. So keep the remozim to yourself, don't be mefarsamit. The Gemara's kasha, v'lo goma gzeire shove, is a different kasha. The kasha is, but what are the two tzdodim? Maybe he's right, maybe he's not right. What kind of two tzdodim are there? There's a gzeire shove, so if there's a gzeire shove, so he's right. So the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yudah ben Seire, gzeire shav loy goma. He wasn't goyma the gzeire shav. Let us see Taisus. Vim taima veligmar me Rabbi Kiva, shu kiblo me Rabboi. So Rabbi Kiva zicha did not think up of this gzeire shav. So he had a mesoira from his Rebbe. So be mekabla from Rabbi Kiva. I'm a beinatam shoyelem bekabolo minyin gzeire shav shebechol ha-toyre. They knew how many gzeire shavas there are in Bechol HaTorah. Bezuhay se yeseira ala cheshben. This was more than the cheshben that Rabbi Yudah ben Seire had. After all his gzeire shavas were taken into account, he had used up the minyan. So this was a new one. Lefichach loy kibla. Sam Seifer wants to say, it's a little different. He wants to say that Rabbi Kiva was mekubal in the words, that is, gzeire shove, bamidbo. So memela, that's why he made this gzeire shove. And Rabbi Yudah ben Seire had a kabbalah in the mekaymes. So it means he had a kabbalah that could be this gzeire shove, bamidbo, but that bamidbo should not be used for gzeire shove. The bamidbo of Ibn Yisrael Bamidbo, the other one, so Memela, that's why he did not hold of this Gzeire Shava. Elo Mehecha Havet, Frech the Gemara, no, Koni Rabbi Yudah ben Seire, what was the Mehecha Havet, how did he die? It says he didn't die a tzaddik, Mehecha Havet Rashi, well, Rabbi Yehuda, Mehecha Havet, Beze Chet Meis, Tersiv Ke Bechet Oimei, so we see he did die from a chet, which chet did he die from? So he answers, maybe Yapilu. A Yapilu la'aloi, shlo yoshia kol kach kechilu Shabbos. Others are Mavaya, that's me, the Svasem, this is Mavaya as follows. I mean, the Gemara asks, what was the head? So the Gemara says, maybe Yapilu. So, when Rabbi Kiva said what the chet was, so he, the Perek, he saw, say, Va'atu Megaleo. It's not here. No, what was the chet? Vayepilu, no? So he's not any better than Rabbi Kiva. Oh, God, it's a gringer chet. He wasn't on a Chalos Shabbos, aber. But we have found their taina, Perek, he saw, say, Va'atu Megaleo. So Sassam says like this. He says, if it was a chet shel yochid, that means he was the Mekoshish, and the Torah specifies, Vayu b'nei Yisrael ba'midbor vayimtzu ish. And the Torah says vayimtzu ish. So the Torah is speaking about the Yochid, and the Torah is very careful not to mention his name. So there we see ha Torah kisosei v'ata megaleu. So we see the Torah did not want to mention his name. So then we have a gilui that it's not slacha, or if it was slacha, the Torah kisosei. If it was from the Vayapilu, he was from the Yapilu, so I don't have a Raya Teirik Isosai. With the Vayapilu, there was a Rabbim that was Vayapilu. So the Teirik didn't mention all the 100 people that were Vayapilu. So upon him, there were 100 people that were involved in this Chet, and he was one of them. But I don't have a Gilu Yakroda that Teirik Isosai. If it was a Chet Yochid, and the Teirik spoke the Protis about this Chet, and the Teirik says, Ish, so to see the Teirik Isosai. If not, we don't have a raya bechlal that a Torah kisosai. The Ben Yoyoda brings down a medrash plie with a perish from the Pnei Yeshua on the medrash. The medrash plie says as follows, that they asked Rabbi Chava, who was the Mekoshish? Omar lehen ma'ose. What did he do? You tell me what he did. What was the Chilul Shabbos? Omru loy teilish hoya. He was teilish. Amalahem, Mekoshish that Slavcha. He was Polish, so the Mekoshish is Slavcha. So it's a very modern medrash. What's pshat in the medrash? So it brings Amirdik Pnei Yeshua. So he says, that the Pnei Yeshua says as follows. The Emerson is Amirdik Kashe and the Posik. Vayiu Bnei Yisrael Bamidbol, Vayimtsu Ish Mekoshish Eitzim. So why does the Pasuk have to tell us they won the Midbar? Now, they won the Midbar. I mean, where were they? I mean, you look at the Pashas, they won the Midbar. They didn't get out of the Midbar, they won the Midbar. Why does the Pasuk have you b'nei Yisrael b'midbar? So he says like this, if you learn that he was Mavir Daladamas Peshus Arabim, so Memelus, he needed this Hagdom, because the Gemara says that a Midbar is not a Rishus Arabim. Now, calls man the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, then the Midbar had a din of Rishus Arabim. So if he was Mavir, so it says, Vayiyu Bnei Yisrael b'Midbar. So that's where the Torah is giving Hagdom, it was a, Vayiyu Bnei Yisrael b'Midbar, so it was a Rishus Arabim. And Memele, Vayim Tzu Ish. So the Pasuk is giving us a reason why it was Chayav al Tzmavir, even though it was a Midbar, because Vayiyu Bnei Yisrael b'Midbar. If you learn that he was Toilish, so why do you need that Gdol of Vayiyu Bnei Yisrael b'Midbar? So it's, it doesn't fit in. So the Pnei Yeshua says, if the Malacha was Toilish, so he says, then you have to learn Pshat as follows. Taisus and Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Yotes says, that the Mekoshish was Mechavan L'Shem Shemayim. Why was he Mechavan L'Shem Shemayim? That since there was a Gzeira, Bamidbar Hazeh Yitamu V'Shom Yamusu, so they thought they're lost cases already. So they're not mitzvah and mitzvahs anymore. It's finished. They're going to get dying, killed, partik, forget about everything. So Memele, so he was Moiser as Atzmai L'Shem Shemayim to show them but you should know all halachas apply. So that's why he was Mekoshish, to show them that all the halachas apply. So he was L'Shem Shemayim. So Memele, so the Pnei Yeshua says, this is Pshat in the Medrash Pliya. They asked him, who was the Mekoshish? So he says, listen, before I tell you, I have to know how you hold what the Chet was. So if you would tell me the Chet was that he was Mavid Al Damas B'Shus Arabim, and that's Vayiyu Bnei Yisrael b'Midbar, to tell us it wasn't Rishus Arabim, then I wouldn't tell you who he was. Because Atoyri Kiseyu, Va'ato, and I should be Megala. But if you tell me that the Malacha was Toilish, so then we have a problem. By you, B'nai Yisrael, by Midbar, why does the Torah have to tell us this? So the Torah is telling us that since there was a Gzeira about Midbar, that there was a Gzeira by Midbar Hazayitamu, so that's the reason why he did it. So the Torah is telling us he was Mechavel L'Shem Shemayim. The Akdome of Bamidbar is telling us that his intentions were L'Shem Shemayim. So it's not a Gnus. Fakert L'Shem Shemayim this covenant. Now I can tell you who he was. So Mamil, that is Pshat in the Medrash. So the Ben Yoyoda wants to say that could be, you saw that the Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seira. Rabbi Kiva Taka held that, that's the Memes in the Hemshech and the Gemara. First we had a Pshashakla Bataya, what a Veira he did. And then all of a sudden we have a Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seira, Rabbi Kiva, if it is the correct thing to be Mepharsim, that Slavchot was the Mekoshe, she wants to say could be it's Tali Abba. Zog de Gemara weiter. Kiyaitze bedova, we have a similar machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Ata oima, vayicha af Hashem bom, the Rabbi Nishlom was angry on them, and them means Aaron and Miriam, vayelach. Melameit shaf Aaron mitzareya, divrei Rabbi Kiva. That Aaron was a mitzoyre. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, Rabbi Akiva, benkach benkach atosid litin asadim. Im kidvorecha, if it is true, but you said, atoira kisosei vata megalo iso. Vim lav, and if it is not true, ato moitzi laz aloisei tzadik. You moitzi laz aloisei. If it's not true, you moitzi laz aloisei tzadik. In fact, the Gemara ve'ela haksiv bom, it says, v'yichav Hashem bom. What do you mean? The Pasuk says, v'yichav Hashem bom. Ahu b'nezife ba'alma. It doesn't mean that he became also a metzayre. The Benchim was angry at him. But ahu b'nezife ba'alma. Chaydesh ha'oviv is ma'ire. If it is not true. V'im lav atamaitzi laz aloisei tzadik. So he asks, what's the hitzos laz aloisei tzadik? The Pasuk says, Vatadaber Miriam Va'aren B'moshe. That's the Pasuk says, Vatadaber Miriam Va'aren B'moshe. So the Aveira it did. I mean, that the Pasuk says. So the Shaila is only, was he Nenish B'tzaras, was he not Nenish B'tzaras? So what's Atta Baitzi Laz Aloysi Tzadik? What's the Laz Aloysi Tzadik? I mean, I'm not saying he did an Aveira, I'm saying that he was Nenash. So the Chaydish Avi wants to say one of two things. Either one thing he says, that gufe, that the Rabbi Shalom was manish Aaron HaKoyin with a tzaras, that it's a oynish of bizoyin, that gufe is a laz. That means even though he was a medabo loshen hore, but could be the schusim of Aaron were megan that he wasn't deserving of such an oynish. And if you say he was deserving of such an oynish, that his schusim were not megan olav, so memeilata moitzi las. That's what Mahalach the Chaydish Aviv wants to say. A second Mahalach the Chaydish Aviv says, could be that the daber Miriam Va'arim does not mean exactly that he spoke. Could be she spoke and he heard. But could be he didn't speak. But if you say that he got a tzaras, so then that's a gilui that Itake spoke. That's the second mahalach in Chaydish Ovid. Agav Uche, according to the second mahalach, we'll be able to be poishit asofik, or we see al kaponim that he did not hold what the Chofetz Chaim was mesupik. The Chofetz Chaim rechen zois in the agdomet, the Chofetz Chaim, he rechen zois all the lav in a person is over, all the es in a person is over, when he speaks Lashon Hara, when he listens to Lashon Hara. This is why there are shrekliche minyan. So the Chofetz Chaim clears a shayla and lies by a tzor chiyun. One of the lavin, when one speaks of Lashon Hara, is Yishama b'nega ha-tzoras. So the Ramban says pshat in this lav, the pshat is Yishama m'nega ha-tzoras. Be careful, you should not become a metzoyre. How is one, what is the precaution one takes not to become a metzoyre? Not to speak Lashon Hara. That's the lav, Yishama b'nega ha-tzoras. So the Chofetz Chaim lies by a tzor chiyun if the Shemeya, if the Mekabala, is also over this lav. Eitzi said, the Chofetz Chaim did not know if a mekabel gets a tzaras. Al kaponim, we see the Chodesh Aviv did know. Chodesh Aviv says, forget, that's the Moitzi Laz al Arim. If he says he got a tzaras, a tzaray he spoke, because if he wouldn't have spoke, so he wouldn't have got a tzaras. Al kaponim, we see, the Chodesh Aviv, it was poshut to him that you only get a tzaras for speaking, not on being mekabel. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tanje keman de Omar af Arein nitzare. Der si vayifen Arein el Miriam vihine mitzeras, tane shepona mitzeratoi. So this Tane learned vayifen Arein that the tzaras went away. He was zaychitaka also in a tzaras, but the tzaras went away and Miriam remained a mitzeret. The Sfas Emes says, it's a bit modern, you're being a bereise to Rabbi Kiva, Yashikoyach. I mean, Rabbi Kiva doesn't need a bereise to be Messiah, he's also a Tane. He says, the Gemara wants to bring a bereise for Kert, because this Pasuk is Megula. This Pasuk is Mefurish. Vayicha, Af Hashem, Bom, is debatable. But if you learn Vayif and Aaron, Shepona, Mitzaratis, you see, Klol, this Pasuk, that he had a Tzaras. Omar Reish Lokish HaChoshed B'Ksheirim Loike B'Gufay. A person who's Choshed B'Ksheirim is Loike B'Gufay. D'chsiv, V'Hein Lo Yaminu Li. Moshe Rabbeinu Tainid to the Rabbein Shalom, Hein Lo Yaminu Li, they will not believe me. V'Gal Yikami Kutche B'Richa D'Mehemni Yisrael. Omar Loi Hein Ma'aminim B'Nei Ma'aminim. V'Ato Ein Soivcho Lahamin. Hein Ma'aminim D'chsiv Ayamein Ho'om. B'nei ma'minim v'hemin b'ashem. Ata in seifcha lahamin shenema yan lehemantem bi lahagdishen. It's a very interesting vote from the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer says that b'emison, not what Moshe Rabbeinu said, v'hem lo yaminu li, they won't believe me, is b'etzem not a taina on klal yisrael. They weren't aware of the geula that will be a geula, so why should they believe? Behein lo yaminu li on b'nei Yisrael be'etzem is not a taina. But who is it a taina? It is a taina on the ovis. That means it should have been the job of the ovis to be mashrish emune b'klal Yisrael, that they should, and when the time of the geula will come, that means that the ovis should have made sure that the bonim should be acquainted in the yisaidis ha'amune, that when the zman agulo come, they should be maminim. So be'etzem Moshe was mekatrig and the others. So the Rabbein Shalom told him, I have news for you, you're making a mistake. Hey maminim b'nei maminim. The others did a very good job. That they were mashrish amune. Memele klayis was also maminim. I knew there's a tiny Yan Lehemantim be, you are not Mashrish Emune by Klal Yisrael. For the tiny to speak to the Evan, that would have been Mashrish Emune by Klal Yisrael. And Fakert, so I knew there's a tiny that you are not Mashrish Emune by Klal Yisrael. So Kaponim, it was a Choshed B'Ksheirim. Mimai Dolokit, Achsi V'Yem Hashem Loi, Oy, avi no yotcha b'cheikecha. Zogt Rashi, shepona mitzaratai kodom v'nisrape. Ine yodi mitzairas, aine loike begufoi. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omarove viteime rab yoisi berab chanine. Mide toive memaheres Mida toive memaheres lovei mi midas peronius. A mida toive comes quicker than a midas peronius. The ilu be midas peronius ksi vayoitzio after he took out his hand mecheikoi vina yodoi mitzeras kashelek. After he took it out it was mitzeras. Ilu be mida toive ksi vayoitzio mecheikoi when it was out from the cheik vina shova kipsora mecheikoi hu de shova. That by the cheik already, it had healed. Mecheikai u deshova kipsora. Vayetziyo and mecheikai vehinei shova. So therefore, Mide Toive is Mamaheres Lovoi Mimidas Peronis. The Ian Yaakov says, why is it that way that the Mide Toive comes right away, the Midas Peronis does not come right away? So he says as follows, because the Rabbi Nishom does not want to bring Peronis on anyone. And the Kodesh Baruch Chofetz B'mois HaMeitz. So Memele is always putting it on a delay, maybe they'll do tshuva. So the Midas Peronis always comes as late as possible. So therefore it's not Memeheres Lovoi. Let's, maybe we'll do tshuva in between. Mashenkin, the Midat Toive, it's the other way around. Now, so come to my Midat Toive. Who says maybe the next minute they'll do a chetz, it'll be a kitrig on him. So that's why it's Memeheres Lovoi. Now he's deserved it. Let's not wait another second. So now let's go and give him the Midat Toive. That is the Sibbe. My Midat Toive is Memeheres Lovoi. Vayivla matei arayines matoisom, omar rabelozo, neis besoich neis. Let us see Rashi. Vine yodi mitzaras, and loki beguva. Vietzi vine yodi achara yetzi mitzaras kashelik. In the toivik si, vmei cheikoi vine shava. Am the cheikoi was shava kipsori. Neis besoich neis, acher shechozo venase mate bolo. After it became a matter, it was by Leah. The loik shohu tanin. It was not by Leah kshu tanin. The loik si vayivla tanin arin. So first they became matois. And then in the matois is that vayivla mata arin es matei. Some say, for Stamosai says a good vote what the union of mata and tanin was. He says, by Emerson, they wanted to show Paroi. Paroi held that he was a tanin. So a tanin is pshat, that he's a balabos to bring Peronius. He does whatever he wants. So they showed him, you're only a mata lekim. You're only a shtekin from the Rabbi Nishom. Whatever you're doing, you're not doing valduvils. The Rabbi Nishom, it's only being done through you. But you're not a tanin, you're a mata. So first, everything became matis again. And then later, it's not taninim yom matos, and then vayiv la'arin es matei. The Marsha asks, it should have said neis achar neis. It was two nisim. First it became a mate, and then the mate was belay. What is it? Neis besoich neis. So the Marsha wants to say that there was in the bliya there was a double neis. The Medrash says that the mate of Aaron was belay all the other matos, and it did not get an inch thicker. So in the Bliya, there was a double nest. There was a Bliya, and the Bliya Gufa was a Bliya Nisi, that it did not become Nisave, even though it was Beileya Kama Matis. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Now going back to the Mishnah. Mirshus HaYochid, Lirshus HaYochid. Mirshus HaRab Bemtza. So we hear a Machloikis. Azoyrik Mershus Ayochid, Lershus Ayochid, Lershus Aram Bemza, is Rabbi Kiviz Machayev, and the Chomim Pata. Boi Rabbi. Lamato Meyasore Pligi, is the whole Machloikis between Rabbi Kiviz and the Chachomim, Lamato Meyasore. That a person was Zoyrik Mershus Ayochid, Lershus Ayochid, Lamato Meyasore. Boho Pligi. The Mars of Rabbi Kiviz, Omrin Inklute, Kemoshe Huncho. That since it was kolot ba'avir reshus harabim, it's kemoshe uncho. So it's like munach b'reshus harab. Achlokes harishonim, if it's like munach ba'oretz, that should be rashi shite, or munach ba'avir, that should be tois v'shite. But al koponim, the ma'as of amrin in klute kemoshe uncho. Rabbi Kiva holds that if it was zoyrek lamata me'asore, so the minute the chayfis went into the avar reshus harabim is kemoshe uncha, it's like noch b'reshus harabim. Umar sovel emrin in klute kemoshe uncha, we don't say klute kemoshe uncha. Avol lemaylo me'asore, but if it is lemaylo me'asore, divrei hakel potter, because if I feel you would say klute kemoshe uncha, so it's munach b'mokim p'tur. So there's no Siba of Chiyat. V'lo yafinen zayrik mimoyshet. And no one holds you learn out zayrik mimoyshet. That means even though by moyshet the halach is, if a person is moyshet, no shus hayochid, no shus hayochid, but yuta achas, lemaylo me'asori yachayiv, but no one learns out zayrik mimoyshet. And the whole svare of Rabbi Kiva is, Yizmachayv lamata meyasore al tzedin av plutik mishundcha. Oy dilme lamayla meyasore pligi. Maybe the machloikis Rabbi Kiva nechomim is lamayla meyasore. Baha pligi, the ma'al sovi yafin and zayrik mi moishe. O ma'al sova lo yafin and zayrik mi moishe. That's the whole machloikis. Aber lamata meyudivrei hakel chayiv, then everyone will hold your chayiv. And because the Rabbanan also hold klute kemishuncha. My time, klute kemashuncha dom. Omar Rav Yosef, Omilse, that was Rabbi Zasofik. Omar Rav Yosef, Omilse, boy, loyla Rav Chizde. Rav Chizde had the shayla. What is the lomdes of Rabbi Kiva? O poshto nele Rav Hamnune. Rav Hamnune was poishet this sofik from Abaraisa. Meho. Learned in Abaraisa, Mershus Hayochid, Lushus Hayochid, Vioiver, Mershus Harabim, was taken from Mershus Hayochid to another Mershus Hayochid. And he went to Mershus Harabim Atzmo, and went to the Mershus Harabim, Rabbi Kiva Mechaye, Vachachamim Poitre. So the Gemara made a comma, Mershus Harabim Atzmo. If he said that it went through the Mershus Harabim, Pshita lamata miyasore pligi. So you see, when did Rabbi Kiva say Yochayev, when it went through the Rishus Harab? Who bemai? What are we speaking about? Ilema bemaver, if he carried it. Lamata miyasore de mechayev, lamala miyud loy mechayev. Ba'omar Rabbi Lozor, amoitzi masi lamayla miyasore vchayev, shikei masa b'nei kohos. Rabbi Lozor said, and we learned this in Amatzniya, that if a person is walking in a Rishus Harab, even though the Masu is L'maylo Me'asor HaTvochim, but since he is standing on the Rishus Harab, so there's a din like it's going to Rishus Harab, Shkei Masu B'nei Kos, El Elav B'Zoyrek, Ulamata Me'asor HaDemachayev, L'maylo Me'asor HaLoy Mechayev, Shma Mino B'Klute K'misho Huncho Pligi, Shma Mino. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, that is the machloiki, Safin and Zerik Mimoshit. O Potri Rabbonon, the Enkan Averishus Arab, to say Klute Kemishuncha. Vezerik Mimoshit Loyofin, Rabbi Kiva Yale, Vesefer Rabbonon, Kamrilo, that Zerik is Potter. For Oiver Garcine, Mishusayochel, Shusayochet, Voiver Bishus Arab Matsmo. Like Garcine and Beresha Hazerik, we must define that what we're speaking about. So must, as if it's speaking about Maviv, Omarabalos, Omatsni, Yalf, Mimasa, Vene Kosta Orem. Allah is zayrik mayre masnisa ke masnisa. Nektani bebraisa atzma. O behol de mechayv Rabbi Kiva mishim de niklata ba'avira yishel rishus harab. Just one more nekude. The Gemara has here a pilpul. We had here a beraisa. Mirshus hayochid lishus hayochid derech rishus harabim. We are chay. So the Gemara says, why, how is it speaking about? If it's speaking about maver, why does it have to be rishus harabim atzma? Sarai is speaking about Zayri. So the Ritva brings down that we don't have this in our Toysvissin, that the Bali Toysvissin asked the Kashe Andreidlich. If a person is carrying Mershus Ayochit to another Rishus Ayochit, and he went to a Rishus Arabim, so what kind of Aveir is this? What Aveir is this? To carry from a Rishus Ayochit to Rishus Ayochit derech Rishus Arab. The Gemara said you don't need to, it doesn't have to be in the Rishus Harab, it can be L'mayla Mirshus Harab, L'mayla B'n Rishus Harab. But the Taisa says, what Aveir is this? So Taisa brings a Raya from this Bereise, Nitazoi, that there is such an Aveir, a Rishus, if a person picks up something in the Rishus Hayochid, and he goes, he makes an Anoch in the Rishus Hayochid, and he goes to a Rishus Harab, even though there was no Akir in the Rishus Harab, there was no Anoch in the Rishus Harab, you are also Chayim. The lomdis why you are chayiv, so the achayinim are mesupik. Either there's a yalfinin mavir mi moishit, or it's a chayiv al tzmavir dal damas b'shus harabim, and you don't need an akira and an anoch in the rishus harab. But that taisvus is a samirah dike chiddish. This is shittas ha-taisvus in Erebin, and the Ritva brings it down in our Gemara. The Ritva says that the Ramban said that it's no raya, I, what is pshat na gemore? How could Rabbi Kiva say Yechaye? What aveira did you do? So the Rabban said, so then we would say that Rabbi Kiva holds like Ben Azai, Ben Mahalach Kohimidomi. So he's Mechuyev, if he walked through the Rishus HaRabim, because you say Mahalach Kohimid, and it's Keilu, he is Meniach, the Chayfetz, Rishus HaRabim.